I'm glad you brought up OPEC because one of my questions in my notes to ask you is relates to the findings in last year that OPEC was successful in managing production via cuts going back in, I guess this would be back into 2007. And then in 2008, you know, we saw the prices spike reportedly on fears that oil demand was rising so rapidly that the world could no longer necessarily count on OPEC to satisfy it. And that's the big question there, the elephant in the room, so to speak. What does your research tell you, perhaps not now, but at some point when production starts growing again, is there a ceiling on OPEC's ability to meet crude oil demand as it continues to grow again?
You mean a ceiling in the sense of not being able to produce more, or a ceiling in the sense that they will not be able to sustain the current production cuts?
Well, there's always been the question that whenever there was a rise in prices, that OPEC would open the spigot, if you will, to meet the demand because of the high price. There were some people who claimed last summer that was wide open. They didn't have any more capacity to deliver to the markets.
One of the rare coincidences between economic history and economic theory, which says that cartels never last. And OPEC sort of is an example for that. The first thing is, it's true what you said, that people thought that last summer they couldn't produce anything more. But I've just tried to say that when OPEC said they have still spare capacity, when push comes to shove, they could actually increase production considerably because they did have that spare capacity last summer. It was only about 2 million plus, but it was there. And it was concentrated in one country, Saudi Arabia, which made the coordination problem for the cartel even easier, because that is the main player, one country which can decide what to increase and to decrease. Now the situation is a bit different. After the cuts which have been implemented currently, we think OPEC spare capacity is about three times as high as it was a year ago. So it's somewhere between 5.5 and 6 million barrels per day. And if they continue with current compliance levels, so with current discipline, by the end of that year, spare capacity in OPEC will reach 6 million barrels per day. To give you an idea what that means, if oil demand tomorrow would be returning, global oil demand growth would return to the levels it had, the average levels it had between 2000 and 2008, which were years of high growth, right? Then it would return to an average growth rate of 1.1 million. That means it would take 3 years just to make up for this increase in spare capacity, which they have done, which they have introduced by cutting output in the last year. That would be the case if oil demand would grow at its trend rate, which is unlikely because of the recession, and if there would be no other source of supply, which is also unlikely. Right? So that's the kind of buffer which we have right now.
Right.
And the problem that raises over time is the question, how long can OPEC maintain the discipline? Now they have, say 6 million barrels per day, two of which are outside of Saudi Arabia. And what has historically always happened in a situation such as this is that the success of the cartel carries the seeds of its own destruction. So a lot of spare capacity, prices higher than they would otherwise be, and you see individual members starting selling oil through the back door. It will happen again, and the key question is, the big elephant to me is, when will this happen? We think that if their history is any guide, then it will not happen in 2009. They'll be quite capable of holding discipline through 2009. But assuming that the years 2010 and 2011 will be years of sluggish economic growth and therefore sluggish oil demand, at some point discipline will erode. And that's what happens to cartels. So OPEC is no exception. When you're successful, you keep prices up, you create spare capacity, and the more successful you are, the bigger the incentive you create for some members to violate the quota agreements and to start selling through the back door, and that's the end of, that historically always has been the end of OPEC control. But, you know, these phases of OPEC control can last quite some time, so this is hard and almost impossible to predict when it will happen, but it will happen. The other point is that many people suspected last summer that actually there was no spare capacity left, and that OPEC basically had turned up all the spigots and the world was running out of oil, so to speak, at least temporarily. Because of the big buffer of spare capacity, and also because of the projects which are still under preparation in the Gulf, and in particular in Saudi Arabia, I don't think that this is a serious possibility for the next few years. I mean, there's enough buffer here to deal with an economic recovery and with an increase of oil demand back to normal for some years to come.